It's kind of amazing to me, the idea of going and living in China. Had you had experiences living abroad before you went to Long Island University Global and joined that global experience?
Not really, no. I mean, never in Asia. I mean, I had like been to Scotland for a summer and stuff, but that's kind of a whole different world. No, it was definitely, moving to China was a big jolt. It was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, but really transformative and interesting and worthwhile, I think, in the long run. But yeah, definitely a shock coming from Davis and Santa Cruz.
Well, I was going to ask about the shock thing. As I mentioned to you earlier, I was a Peace Corps volunteer in West Africa. And so at the age of 23, I moved to and lived in a small village in Africa, which is quite a change from Wisconsin, where I grew up. And a lot of the Peace Corps volunteers, I didn't particularly experience this, but a lot of the Peace Corps volunteers experienced culture shock going, and even more when they got back home afterwards. What was your experience with shock coming going?
Yeah, I remember getting there, and I joined halfway through the school year, so I also didn't really have any friends or like people going into it fresh like I was. So I was just sort of like dropped into this world where I didn't speak the language and started. I remember I started like speaking Spanish to myself because my brain was like, okay, I don't understand what any of this. What can I do? Like, what languages do I speak that are not the usual language? And, like, just this weird freak out mode that, and it sort of just, you just kind of become a child because you're speaking through, I mean, I was like using my hands to order dinner, you know, like charades type thing. And then trying to speak Spanish to myself to make up for the fact that no one understood English. And once I got past that and started learning some Chinese, it was obviously a lot easier and I grew to feel comfortable in it. But yeah, and returning was crazy too. I mean, I actually have a song about kind of reverse culture shock that's not recorded, but maybe it will be someday. But
maybe the next time I have you on.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, some of the lines are about like just walking through the grocery store and seeing people decide which breakfast cereal to choose and just thinking like, really? Like this? Breakfast cereal is what we're talking and thinking about right now.
Oh, yeah. I remember it pretty vividly, and it still happens. With my Quaker folk dance group, I've been to not only Kenya, but Rwanda and the Congo, and talk about getting really back off the beaten pathways. You know, we're doing these dances and from all around the world there, you know, as a peace statement. But the people there have no context for understanding what the song I Love a Rainy Night is quite about, because, you know, country line dance and all of that is so foreign. It's a really quite amazing to realize how weird our culture is from the point of view of so many people in the world.
Mm-hmm. And also just to realize, I think I often come back from places and realize how similar everyone is, while also how different, you know? Like, I remember being in India with a host family once, and we were all kind of sitting around a kitchen, and the brother and sister were like punching each other and kind of friendly, you know, making fun of each other. And I was just thinking about my sister and I and how we do the exact same thing, and how kind of wherever you go, it's just like the same dynamics set in different places, you know?